Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Welcome to the world of Michael Zavala.
Hello. Zavala.
Celebrating 15 years of MC.
Okay, yeah.
Now's your chance to turn back. You're listening to MZ. This is MZ Now.
Has anybody tried the new Coke Zero?
No.
Never tried the old one.
Oh, man.
Or the new Coke.
You never tried new Coke?
What? In 1986? No, I didn't.
They didn't bring it back?
I've only tried Diet Coke and alcoholic beverages. It tastes a little better.
Actually, yeah. If I ever got a whiskey and Coke, I've switched to diet because you could actually taste the whiskey. But then I started drinking better whiskeys that...
Because you could afford it now?
No, not because I could afford it. I just got better taste. I kind of feel like paying $18 for one whiskey that I'm going to enjoy as opposed to $18 for two whiskeys or three that I know are going to hurt in the morning.
Well, I'm going to tell you this right now. New Coke Zero is awful. The worst thing ever. It's slightly better than Diet Coke. Like, they had it. They had a good taste with the old Coke Zero, and now they effed with the formula. You know what I think actually happened?
What?
I think whoever was messing with this new ingredient got COVID and lost their taste and was like, yeah, this will go. This will pass. And then they started because for the past few weeks, I haven't been able to find the black label Coke Zero. I'm like, what's going on? Is there a shortage or something? No, they just changed the ingredient. So now you've got red label Coke Zero.
Okay.
New Coke Zero is what they're calling it. And it's a totally different flavor, and it's just slightly better than Diet Coke. I'm disgusted, to say the least. The scariest thing that could happen this Halloween season.
As you're drinking the new Coke Zero.
Yeah. But they don't have anything. The only thing I've been able to find is Coke Zero, the old Coke Zero with like cherry flavor.
Yeah.
That's it.
You got to find those like local corner stores that aren't like 7-Eleven or something big like that.
Yeah.
They've got the dust still on
Go to the Mexican stores.
By the way, if Eric sounds a little funny, it's because he's dressed in his Halloween costume.
Oh, yeah. Actually, I'll be right back. I got to go kill someone right now.
Okay. What would you give his costume 1 to 10?
Wait a minute.
It's pretty damn good.
I thought it was a mechanic because he came in without the mask.
I thought he was here to fix the air conditioning.
Yeah. I'm like, what are you doing? Are you a mechanic? He's like, no. And he didn't explain anything until I saw the mask. I'm like, oh, okay, cool. We got to ask him when he comes back. I don't know where he went.
He's going to go kill somebody?
Yeah, he's about to go murder someone. He's going to have trouble today. We're almost always the only ones here on Sunday, besides the janitors. Uh-oh.
Okay. Oh, no.
Yeah, but judging by the floors, they're not here either.
They haven't been here yet.
I came in last night late.
Oh, God.
And the floors look like literally somebody dragged a bag of mud.
Could you still smell the food in here?
No.
Oh, I did pretty good then.
Yeah, I couldn't smell anything in here. But on the floor, like coming into the building, we have this white tile.
Yeah.
Real nice white tile. It looked like somebody had like a bag of mud and dragged it out into the, I don't know where.
You can tell
outside.
Did you get in the elevator that they were in? Because there's an elevator that looks exactly like that. We came up on it, Clark.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. And it had the mud on the floor. Yeah.
I didn't notice
same elevator.
Anything.
Yeah,
I didn't notice.
We just got to go floor to floor and figure out which floor they came from because you know their floor is going to look like that.
Exactly. They pulled it out of something. Somebody had like a mudslide accident or something.
It's very obvious where it came from. They weren't hiding anything.
So today is our Halloween show.
Spooky.
Yeah, we're going to do a lot of spooky things. In fact, the spookiest thing is coming out at the end of the show.
Coming out?
Sweet.
Yeah.
Coming out or?
Coming out. No, coming out.
Oh.
Of this studio right here.
Does Aaron have a door code?
Yeah, he's got a door.
Okay.
He's got his own.
Just making sure he didn't lock himself out of
there.
No, this is the only horror movie where we have to give the villain
right.
the security code.
Who is he? Is that Jason or Mike Myers? I don't know. I get all
he was Jason.
Jason. Yeah, I was like, Jason, let me give you the door code real quick. But we got some scary, spooky stuff because we were going to do a Halloween show next week, but then by the time the show comes out, it's going to be after Halloween. So we decided we're going to take next week off and do the Halloween special this week.
I wanted to ask y'all about your scariest Halloween villain type person, but I'd like to know Eric's too.
That's a good question. Well, wait till he comes back and then we'll ask him that. There was something I was going to ask you, Clark, and I forgot what it was.
I don't know.
Oh, you're going to do a very scary movie review. The scariest movie you've seen this year. You're going to do a review.
Okay.
We should give him a challenge, like 5 minutes or less.
Do you think I could do 5 minutes on this? I don't think I can. I really don't.
I do. I think you can.
How about 5.5 minutes?
5.5 minutes. All right.
5 minutes, 34 seconds. We have a timer.
Okay.
So he'll do that. I don't know if we'll do it in this block or the next block.
Okay. You just let me know when.
We've got kind of a big next block coming up. So
maybe that's what they all
say. Big old block.
By the way, what happened to this Facebook whistleblower?
Who?
I don't know anything about it.
Who?
This Facebook whistleblower. She came out. I think I was. I saw the article on the plane when I was on my way to New York.
Is it Facebook or is it Netflix?
No. Facebook whistleblower.
Huh.
So there was this lady that came out, and she was like, from what I read, I could be totally.
She came out.
She came out and said,
"Okay."
I didn't finish. I was doing a long chat pause. So she came out and said, "I've got this information on Facebook, and you're not going to believe it." And first off, I don't know if I've ever seen a whistleblower give information out that wasn't new information ever. Like even I'm talking about Snowden
or at least
and
like,
all these like
or,
something incredible, mind blowing that I'm like, oh, they're doing that?
Or things that you thought they could be doing or speculating about.
Yeah.
And they just like, oh yeah, I've got the concrete evidence.
Right. It's always stuff we know they're already doing.
You're not really blowing the whistle.
Yeah.
You're just
like
giving...
Snowden's like, hey, by the way, did you know that the government's listening to you?
Yeah.
Yeah, we knew that for years.
Oh, we've known that since the 1970s
right.
at least.
There was a whole thing called the Patriot Act that literally said we can tap your phones. You know what I mean?
Oh, dude, I mean, it was
even before that. Yeah, you used to hit the click.
NSA.
Yeah. And now he's hiding. And so this Facebook whistleblower comes out. I'm like, oh my gosh, what is this news that she's revealing that's so damaging to Facebook? And it was basically like, she's like, guys, I am risking everything here. They might even ban my account from Facebook if I reveal this information.
Oh no.
You have to understand right now, this you didn't hear this from me, but Facebook is a for-profit company. They don't care about anything else except for making money.
That's
literally what I read. I don't know if that was all of it, but...
Well, you can tell that by their website. It's called Facebook.com, not Facebook.org.
Right. So that was the big thing. So I'm reading the article. I'm like, what's this news that she's risking her life for? You know, account.
There was other stuff about... algorithms targeting kids and their algorithms showing suicidal kids more suicidal things and stuff.
Oh, okay. Well, how does that do them any good if the users are dying?
Right.
I think I heard one where they were censoring certain political Facebook pages and stuff like that, but that's all I really heard. The only other one that I heard about was Netflix, and then the Las Vegas Raiders. Those are the two big ones.
What happened with Netflix? I don't have it anymore. Somebody hacked my account.
Well, was it the devil?
Maybe.
Was it Satan?
Maybe.
No, she's the one that told him.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Oh, I saw what you said. I was confused at what you're asking. Yeah.
No,
you were talking about literal Satan.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
No, she informed me of it. No, she was the whistleblower.
No, the Netflix things is people are upset about how Netflix, number one, televised the or streamed the David Dave Chappelle.
Dave Carell. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Dave Chappelle thing.
I thought it was great. I thought it was funny.
Well, and then they got mad about how they followed it up. Like how they basically suspended three people for showing up to a meeting that they weren't supposed to be at.
Yeah.
So they could voice their concerns. And so then they suspended them. Then now that there was outlash against that. So it's just kind of funny, you know?
Yeah, it's hilarious. Spider had a question for the group. And now that Eric's here, he can ask that now.
That rag looks clean, luckily.
This rag?
No evidence.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. No.
Use bleach?
I had to use hand sanitizer and all that. Yeah.
Afterwards. The question was, like, what is, even from your childhood to now, whenever, like, the scariest, like, Halloween movie villain to you? They're not necessarily all villains, but you know what I mean?
What movie creeped you out?
Just the character.
Well, I guess like as a child, a young child, I think from what I can remember, the creepiest one. It's between two really. So like, the first one would be, of course, like It, the original one, just because I guess like being a child and looking at clowns, thinking that, you know, they're very happy, cheery, and they're always like around kids or whatever. To like, you know, Tim Curry like taking that innocent clown look and then turning it into like something that
Tim Curry was it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
In the first one.
I just remember the guy from the Lexus commercials as the dad. You know what I'm talking about? The guy who did the voiceover for the Lexus commercials. I don't remember his name. He used to be on all sorts of stuff. He was on a lot of PAX TV shows too back in the day.
I don't know who you're talking about.
I don't know the actor's name.
Was that an actual Jesus Network or?
No, it was just like a UPN spinoff, like cheap shows. That's when, what was it? Early Edition? The guy on Friday Night Lights and all that stuff. That's where he came from.
Oh, yeah.
That was a PAX TV show. Matlock, they used to play. There was another Diagnosis Murder was another Dick Van Dyke show.
Pretty much all the old fart CBS shows from the early 90s.
I just remember there being a lot of religious stuff on there.
It might have been on the weekends.
Probably.
And then on the
late night airtime.
Yeah.
Yeah, late night Christian shows.
Right. And then during the day, it was all like Diagnosis Murder and all that. We used to watch that. It was all family-friendly murder shows.
Family-friendly murder.
PAX TV for family.
Our favorite kind.
Yeah, Matlock was on there, I think. There was a lot of good shows. And then Dick Van Dyke did that show, Diagnosis Murder, with his son, Dan Van Dyke, or whatever his name is.
What?
No, there was actually, you know what, now that I come to think of it, I think Mad TV did a skit where it was, all right, we're going to show Pulp Fiction on PAX TV.
That's a good idea, actually. It's all edited.
And it was just so heavily edited.
It was like 2 seconds.
The movie was over in 30 seconds.
What do you think about the new It?
For me?
Yeah.
Oh, so, I mean, with the new It, I mean, it's closely more aligned with the books, except for, like, the ending part.
Yeah.
I did like that they incorporated more of the book, like, for example, the opening scene.
What about the voice of It?
I don't sound like
Winnie the Pooh? Hello. Oh. Hello there.
I really didn't think that he did until you said that.
Yeah, listen to the voice.
I know.
Hello there. Don't bother. Oh, dear.
No, I didn't think he did until now.
I've seen the original It. I didn't think it was that freaky. I'm trying to think of somebody that freaked me out. You know, this isn't a horror movie, but it's Dennis the Menace, Christopher Lloyd's character in Dennis the Menace. He freaked me out. He did that thing with his teeth, like real loud, to Dennis the Menace. He used to creep me out. But I love Christopher Lloyd because I was a big Back to the Future fan too. So I'm like, he can't be that evil. Clark, what about you?
Just from a creepness level, because I don't want to put it on a villain. So if it was a creepiness thing, there's one movie that freaked me out when I was younger. Two, actually. The one was Poltergeist 3, the third one. Mm-hmm. Now, you might remember the first two. The third one is just kind of the weird one where it's an apartment building, I think, in Chicago or New York. And it's like a mixed-use apartment building where it's on top of a shopping mall and there's a bunch of mirrors and stuff. And there's the creepy old man that you see in Poltergeist 2. Yeah. And then I think at some point, like, his soul possesses the girl. And it's just when her face changes, it just kind of freaked me out. There was that. And I saw that, like, when I was 7. And then 5 years later, at the age of 12, I saw The Exorcist for the first time. And that one freaks me out just because it's like the way
you give
that
a good review?
Exorcist?
Yeah, you said you went to an exorcist for the first time.
No. not me personally.
Oh.
I'll say this. Exorcist is probably by far the best horror movie ever made in terms of like production quality and acting.
Where does it stand next to Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory?
It pales in comparison to The Exorcist.
That's a good horror movie too.
But yeah, no, the Exorcist freaked me out. I couldn't, after seeing it, couldn't sleep for 2-3 days afterwards. I thought the devil was going to possess me in my sleep.
All right, I'm going to take my thing back. I'm going to replace Christopher Lloyd with Edward Scissorhand.
Oh, okay.
Because when I was a kid, I never saw the movie till years later. In fact, I don't even know that I've seen the whole movie. There was two things that freaked me out as a kid. The Edward Scissorhand TV commercial. I remember coming out and seeing the commercial and freaked me out so bad. I cried and went to my room. And then E.T. also freaked me out. Yeah. And then someone gave me a giant E.T. doll that would sit in the little, you know, those little nets you put in the corner of the room where you put your plush toys.
Mm-hmm.
So I had that. And the E.T., I'd wake up in the middle of the night with a nightmare and E.T.'s staring at me, which freaked me out even more. So I'm going to say Edward Scissorhand.
So one of the things my pops recently remembered was taking me to see E.T. in the theater. And apparently when he turned white, I cried so bad they had to leave.
That freaked me out the most, I think. Oh, yeah. What was your creepy...
Mine was always Freddy Krueger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was the whole being in their dreams thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, well, my second one was like dolls coming to life.
Yeah. Oh, have you ever seen Puppet Master?
Yeah, actually, I like that one. Yeah, it's because we had like an ongoing like thing in our family. Because my mom had like, all these porcelain dolls like in a cabinet.
Oh, your mom did that?
Yeah, so like she said that they would come to life at night, and then someone ended up seeing like a doll walking. Like
if you don't eat your vegetables,
I remember
these dolls are gonna come to life.
I had a lot of friends who had moms that collected those little like precious moments dolls or Barbies or whatever creepy. Things like that.
Yeah.
And I would think the same thing, that these dolls would come to life at night or something. It always freaked me out because it'd be a whole room full of creepy mm-hmm. dolls looking at you. Now my every room in my house and in the studio are creepy dolls looking at you. all right, let's do this. We got a few more minutes left. We'll end the block on this. Clark is going to review the scariest movie that he's seen this year. Something that he was really looking forward to ended up being the scariest movie he's seen this year. Clark, take it away.
So,
what? Why this song? This is nothing to do with Halloween.
Actually, the movie I saw was...
It's supposed to be creepy.
The latest installment of the James Bond franchise. And...
Oh, this is Harry Potter.
Yeah, it's come on. I'm like...
Different British kid.
Hang on.
British guy.
I'm like, what is this?
But it's supposed to be like this. Supposed to be creepy like that. All right, here we go.
Is that like dogs barking the police? Are we just in the hood?
Yeah, this is just a hood. Yeah.
It's supposed to be scary. Hood,
this track's called Halloween. Oak Cliff.
Oh my God.
So I saw No Time to Die.
Uh-huh.
Saw it a week ago.
About a week ago.
I'm going to... Okay, so without like diving too far into Bond and why this disappoints me, it's number one, have y'all seen Casino Royale at least?
No. Uh-huh. No. That means no.
You haven't seen any of the new Bond movies?
No.
No, I had one on my iPod video that I never watched because it was too long.
The only thing that I've seen...
That might have been Casino Royale.
...of James Bond was the 007 GoldenEye on Nintendo 64. Yeah,
okay.
That's it.
That
is probably the best.
That's a lot of people's first exposure to that universe.
No, that's the last exposure that I had.
The JBU?
Yeah.
So, this was one of those movies where... So, Daniel Craig made 5 movies, and this one caps it off. I feel like since none of y'all seem too terribly interested in it, I can at least spoil it for you.
Yeah, I'm not going to watch it. Go ahead.
All right.
Is it on Paramount Plus?
Not yet.
What about Peacock?
Not yet.
Where'd you go see it? In the theaters?
I went to the theaters.
Oh, okay.
It's the only place you can see it.
Peacock, you know,
Tubi.
The Ghostbuster movie, I saw the trailer for it when I was at Spider Murphy's this morning.
Looks good.
And it looks really good, but it said in theaters only. And I'm like, You expect me to get dressed and drive to a theater when I can? I literally watched Dune yesterday.
Well, you make it in bed. You make it sound like you're going to go pick up your dry cleaning and put on your Sunday best. To go
yeah,
to the movie theater.
Yeah, that's what I do.
Yeah,
yeah. You've seen
get your fedora.
He's in his Sunday best.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what? I did buy a fedora.
Oh, you would.
Ew. I did. It's in the back of my car.
Oh God.
Next show, you're going to see a totally new outfit.
Christ.
He said, well, he also said he was going to be wearing yoga pants and a sweater today. I don't see that.
No. That's all part of the same outfit.
Oh God.
I bought yoga pants.
Fedora.
A little fedora. I'm not going to do the sweater. I'm going to do classy. So I'm going to wear like a little jean jacket with a black shirt with the yoga pants. You know what I mean?
You got the jean jacket.
Yeah. So I'm going to do that.
Are the yoga pants a jean?
No. These are women's yoga pants.
Is the fedora yoga pant material too?
No, but it's a women's fedora.
Of course it is.
I don't know.
Of course it is.
I mean, it could be a man fedora, but
no.
It says women's fedora.
I'm gonna start calling you the great confuser.
Yeah, well, we're gonna call it.
I'm gonna go to brunch.
We're gonna call it
mimosas.
We're gonna call it a vedora.
And then I'm gonna go to Pilates afterwards. It's gonna be great.
Cool. How much rosé are you gonna drink?
No, mimosas.
Do you drink sparkling or still rosé?
Sparkling, of course.
Yeah, you would.
I'm going to pick the kids up from soccer. It's going to be fantastic. Anyway, what were you saying about Bond?
So, Daniel Craig is one of the top three best Bonds, in my opinion.
Yeah. They always say to invest in Bonds, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. For a long term.
Yeah, it's safe bet.
Right.
So, this Bond movie was...
Bondage.
The action was.
Oh, now I'm interested.
The action was the music off. Was actually was fantastic.
Okay.
Story was kind of not great.
Okay.
Rami Malek played the villain.
I like Rami Malek.
I do too. Mm-hmm. But I'll tell you right now.
Does he enunciate his words in this movie?
Doesn't have a lot to talk with, actually.
Oh,
he doesn't just tell him like this.
No, he does.
Okay,
he does.
Like his jaw's wired shut.
Right. So he didn't. His character wasn't very bombastic. Didn't have a lot of range.
Well, he doesn't have a lot of range. He plays the same guy.
But
he's so good. Well, no, I guess I didn't see the movie where he played what's his face, the rock star.
I didn't see that one either. But I did Freddie see. I saw the one with Denzel Washington where he was the cop.
Yeah, he same character.
Little Things.
Yeah,
something like that.
And he just talked like this the whole time.
Yeah,
I didn't see that.
He was in a video game. Did voiceover for a video game.
Just like that.
Exactly the same.
So his. My biggest
into your system.
My biggest hang up with the Bond movies that Daniel Craig was in was that all of the villains were not very good, to say the least. Yeah.
There were no Michael Myers or Jason Voorhees.
Well, that's not that kind of villain, but you're kind of looking at like,
did you watch this movie thinking,
Hans Gruber
I can take this villain?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, in fact, the only villain I was ever really kind of scared of out of all the five that he did was Javier Bardem's character. And that was just barely. But I was never really intimidated by Rami Malek. I wasn't intimidated by Christoph Waltz.
Yeah, like Rami Malek and I are probably the same size, let's be honest.
Yeah.
So
close.
You know what I mean? Like I was watching him on SNL. I'm like, I think we're like the same size.
You could definitely play Mr. Robot.
Yeah. I would play the Mr. Robot biop or whatever on PAX.
So
the low budget one.
so going back to the movie.
Uh-huh.
But the thing that really doesn't do me for in this Bond movie is that number one, Bond is retired. Okay. So he's not really a 007, but then the British government's kind of up and they got to use him, so they like bring him out of retirement. There's another 007 and it's a lady. Mm-hmm. She's actually really good. But the thing is, it's like this whole battle was, well, I'm the new 007, he's not. And then at some point...
Did they ever have to come back to him out of retirement? And he's like, Bond? I haven't heard that name in years.
They did something kind of like that.
Yeah, he's at his ranch somewhere.
Well, no,
we need you for one last mission.
He basically says, oh, it's Commander Bond. But they kind of get into that a little bit.
Yeah, because he plays Call of Duty or something. That's his name.
I guess.
He's a pilot.
It's Commander Bond now.
He's a pilot now.
So then the story kind of lagged. They were trying to clean it up. They were trying to make this all last five movies kind of connect. And what happened in this movie is that they tried to apologize for past crimes in the past two or three movies. And it's kind of like what Star Wars did with episode 9.
Yeah.
And if you're a true fan, you can kind of be like, well, it kind of seems like they're doing it just for us old school people.
Yeah.
The music, that Billie Eilish song sucked.
Yeah, and they didn't you knew
even,
that. Already
and they didn't even use it. They didn't even use it in the movie.
Right, for the credits, right.
No. So in Bond movies, they'll kind of use it like
opening credits. Or
like, well, no, something. They'll use it like in the score.
Oh, okay.
They didn't even use it in the score.
Yeah, because it's not good.
And what they did is they used the song from Honor Majesty's Secret Service, which made me laugh out loud because that is my favorite Bond movie.
And it's old as hell.
And it's old as hell. It's 52 years old.
Yeah.
They used the Louis Armstrong song Skies from that movie.
Railroads.
on two different occasions through it, and symphonically, and they did that because they did it as a callback to the James Bond in that movie where he got married and his wife dies at the end.
This is like watching an episode of Lost.
No, so basically what they did is they did kind of a modern remake of Honor Majesty's Secret Service, just changed the villain a little bit, just changed his wife. Bond has a kid. And at the end of the movie, Bond sacrifices himself so that the mission get complete and he can save his wife and kid, and now Bond is dead.
Sweet.
So how are they going to make more movies? Is he like Doctor Who?
They're going to, no. What they're going to do
is going to be 007s.
They're
right?
going to bat me in the shit out of it. So now they're going
to reboot.
Gonna, they're going to remake. They're going to reboot it again. And they're going to, who knows what it's going to be. So there's so much speculation on what they're going to do with it now.
1 to 10.
This Bond movie?
Yeah.
4. 4.5.
Wow.
So do any villains like have powers or anything, or just like guns? And they just steal something.
The power
so
of the mind.
He doesn't have superpowers, but you'd have to look at it like this. James Bond is basically Batman.
But he's not, though.
He is Batman. Whereas,
he's not like a superpower guy. He just
where Batman
he's a gadget.
Where
he's
Batman
gadget
is guy, like yeah. super rich and uses his own money to make those gadgets and go around the world. James Bond has the British government backing him up.
Yeah, same gadget without gadgets. A costume.
What
with gadgets?
With
yeah,
lots of gadgets. Although it sounds like
I would rather watch Inspector Gadget than James Bond, because at least Inspector Gadget has like random ass things that he could use. And looks ridiculous, more entertaining.
Yeah, and it was voiced by Don Adams, who's way better.
Yeah,
than
yeah, of course. Yeah. Because there wouldn't have been a Get Smart without James Bond.
Can James Bond not Get Smart? Inspector Gadget.
Inspector Gadget.
Well, there would be no Inspector Gadget without Get Smart. There would be no Get Smart without James Bond. Christ.
What about Batman?
Can James Bond say Go Go Gadget Arms?
Yes.
Does Inspector Gadget have a license to kill or just f***ed up?
I mean, he could. We were just listening to the children's version of it. I mean, the adult version, the material it's based off of, I'm sure he killed a lot of people with that go, go, gadget, dick.
Hey, this is Thomas Lennon, and you're listening to Michael Zavala.
MZ Now. Online at mznow.tv.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Call me on the phone, call me on the phone. Call me on the phone, I'm on the phone. Call me on the phone, A-A-A. 3-8. N-G-L-I-V-E 5 all day. All day. Call me on the phone, A-A-A. 3-8. N-G-L-I-V-E 5 all day. All day. Call me on the phone, I'm on the phone. Call me on the phone, I'm on the phone. Phone, call me on the phone. Call me on the phone, I'm on the phone.
Coming soon to AMC.
Oh, that was a close one.
This hallway looks clear.
Let's head down that way.
Quick, into this room.
Seems quiet. Too quiet. I don't like that. You say something?
No. Is that you?
That wasn't me.
Oh my God.
Light it up! There's coffers in here!
Quick, out this window!
I'll hold them off! You break that glass! Hurry up! They got shotguns and MAGA hats!
I'm almost there!
I can't hold them off much longer!
That was a close one. We almost didn't make that one, Joey. Joey? Joey?
The Coughing Dead. World Unmasked.
This Halloween, fear has a whole new name. Critics are calling it the scariest movie in decades. From the minds that brought you Diabetes Part 2, comes a horrific nightmare that you have to see to believe. Variety calls it a disturbing masterpiece that will keep you awake for weeks. Entertainment Weekly says, this terrifying and traumatic experience is not for the faint of heart. And the Hollywood Report says, I can't unsee what I just saw. It's Alexis, the movie. Now in theaters.
Ernie Hudson, and you're listening to Michael Zavala.
MZ Now, online at mznow.tv.
I feel like, what's that movie where like, is it Parent Trap?
Yeah.
Where they're trying to, like, the twins are trying to, like, move things in position so the parents don't know what's going on. That's what I feel like we've been doing off
the Olsen twin version or the... Lindsay Lohan.
No, the... Olsen twins.
Olsen twins never did one, I don't think.
Yeah, it was Haley Mills.
It was Haley Mills.
Or Lindsay Lohan.
Right. That's correct.
It was the Olsen twins, too.
No, it was not. The Olsen twins did not do a Parent Trap. I think Shelley...
Real twins did not do the Parent Trap.
I think Shelley Long...
Shelley Winters was in a...
Who was the first Parent Trap? Well, Pollyanna. What's her name?
That was Haley Mills.
Do you know she's still alive?
Yeah.
Did not know. She's like in her 70s.
Has to be.
She's still good.
The same age as my dad.
I had a crush on her.
Oh, yeah, look. Here. It's not Parent Trap, but it takes two.
Yeah. It was Steve Guttenberg. Was he in that one?
Let me see.
That was a ripoff. We're talking like...
Yeah, Steve.
That was not a part of... The Parent Trap universe.
The PTU.
Well, it probably was, because it's saying universe. Well,
it's the expanded Parent Trap universe.
Like, there's so much stuff going on behind the scenes here that half the show doesn't know what's going on. Between Eric and I, we've had to juggle and move people around just to keep the surprise for the Halloween special.
Wow.
And I have to go to the bathroom. I didn't even have time to go to the bathroom, so I guess I have to hold it to the end of the show. But anyway, I got these new joggers, these jean joggers. These are jean joggers, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
These whitewashed, like whatever.
So they're Bon Jovi joggers?
Yeah. But I bought the small one thinking that would fit.
Yeah.
And it's so baggy up on top. And this is a slim fit. Like, I can fit a whole nother person in here. So now,
let's try that.
Yeah.
Now that I pulled the tags off, I can't return it. So luckily they have a 2-for-1 special. I just bought an extra small version of these and then another like black denim version of these. So hopefully.
Are they part of the BJU?
Yeah.
Blue Jean Universe.
No, they're part of the Blue Jean Jogger Universe, the BJJ.
Oh, okay.
You, the BJJU. All right, let's see. I don't really want to get to the game just yet, but I feel like nobody watched Dune?
No, I haven't.
Did you watch the original Dunes, Clark?
Yes.
No.
I thought you did because we talked about it.
No, I know of it, but there's spice and this guy's got, there's a worm in the desert.
Yeah, so it's kind of weird.
I got this thing up my nose and there's Kyle MacLachlan and that's it. Cool.
Eric, in the original Dune, like, first off, I watched the new one. I have no idea what's going on. I know there's spice. Mm-hmm. I get that there's like kingdoms. My thing with these space shows these days, and Eric can probably agree with me on this because we've been watching a lot of the same space type shows, is they first off all look the same.
Yeah.
And all of these shows now, I get Dune's a remake. I get all that. But there's some new shows, like even Apple's got a couple of shows out right now.
The Foundation.
Foundation, and there's some other shows I've been watching. I don't know. But they all look the same. All these civilizations have developed interstellar travel, these giant spaceships. They figure out these smart scientists, yet everyone still has robes and they fight with swords and knives.
Yeah.
Like, at least in Star Wars, they had lightsabers. You know what I mean? Like, these guys literally just with swords and knives. Like, you couldn't figure out, like, we don't even have interstellar travel, but we have cell phones and jeans. We're not walking around with like bathrobes. And that's why I think I like Star Trek a lot better when I was growing up, because it looked at a future that advanced with technology and all that stuff, you know?
Right.
A lot of these shows kind of go back to like, I feel like I'm watching like the Ten Commandments.
That's what it is that they've just taken medieval stories and applied technology to it. But nowhere would anybody have thought of like, oh, hey, maybe even communicating advanced to the point where people can send pictures and talk to each other.
If I lived in the Dune universe, how am I going to send a D-pic?
You show it in person.
I think they call it a warm pic.
No. I'm talking about my duck photos that I send. Pictures of the douche duck. I call them D-pics. So how am I going to send that, though?
By courier pigeon.
Yeah, that's pretty much what I have to do. A space pigeon.
A space pigeon.
But in the original Dune, Eric, was there something about like the voice? Do you remember that?
Yeah.
There was
like telepathy.
Yeah, some like, you know, there's like the highborns and they have some sort of ability. They have like a voice that they use, which is basically like this, like a command, but they say it in a voice that makes you do whatever it is.
Like the Force?
Kind of like the Force, but it's a voice.
The Voice?
Yeah.
No, not that show.
I thought it was just them like talking aloud.
No. In this movie, they have to like really focus and find the right pitch and they're like, sit down. That's literally what it sounds like. Stop talking.
I like to can some to like to demand someone else to control somebody else to do it.
Yeah,
is what you mean?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Was that in the original?
I didn't even pick that up. I think it was.
Pick that up for me.
Whoa.
Okay.
Chain me up to the wall.
Send me D pics.
Send me those douched up pictures.
I can't.
I liked it though. I thought it looked really great. Mm-hmm. Like, it's very well shot and the effects are great and all of that. I just don't, it was just really long and in the desert.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, ugh.
What it looked like to me, excuse me, it looked like a high quality Hollywood production of cut scenes that belong in a video game.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It kind of was like that.
Like, that's all it looks like.
And what's her name? Zendaya or?
Yeah.
Zendaya or whatever. Mm-hmm. She's supposed, you know, she's part of
the most overrated woman ever.
No, I think she's great. Not. I think she's really great. But
all right.
They promote her as like a lead.
They make her out to be like
your prize pick.
No, they make her out to be like
she's out of a race. She's now
like she's Marilyn Monroe in 1953.
Who's making her out to be Marilyn Monroe?
Dude, everybody thinks she's the hottest thing since sliced bread.
Nobody does that.
I mean, I think she's hot. And she's a good actress.
But yeah, she is very hot though.
But I mean, like,
she's not. She's all very right. Hot. She's all right.
She looks uppity.
I mean, I wouldn't kick her out of my bed for eating crackers, but yeah.
No, you probably would. She looks uppity to me.
Well, if she's ever
no, she really bed. Doesn't. She doesn't look uppity.
No, I'm just talking about that's how
it's
you.
All right.
That's how you approach that girl in the or how you thought about that girl at Spider.
Oh no, no, a girl being uppity is no reason to kick her out of bed. I can deal with that.
But my point is,
you couldn't even get her in bed.
Like nobody, exactly. Nobody's talking about like she's not on ever. She Margot Robbie is what I would.
Oh yeah.
Expect to be like Marilyn Monroe of today.
Yes.
No one's saying that about Zendaya, but she's great. But they made People her out do. To be like she's like the co-lead in this movie, and she's not even really in this movie that much.
Is she the love interest?
Sort of. I don't really even know what she is exactly.
She's just there.
She's just there.
Kind of. She's kind of there. Put in more Zendaya. That bit's gonna be really great after you guys see all this the Dune movies.
No, we're just gonna we're not gonna watch it. So you're drunk.
Watch Zendaya in Dune.
I mean, I probably watch it.
I don't know if there was echo in it. Let me see if I can do it with echo. Watch Zendaya. And I don't think that's too much. I don't think it was like that.
Yeah. I had a friend that went to go watch it in IMAX, and then he posted like, he goes, I have no idea what's going on in this movie right
yeah,
now.
I,
and then everyone was all like, yeah, it sounds like the original then.
I literally tried to sit there and pay attention. I stayed off my phone and everything because I love sci-fi, and this is a big, you know, sci-fi movie. I liked it, but I just don't have any clue what's going on. It's kind of like Game of Thrones for me. In the beginning, I had no clue what was going on, but I liked
really?
It. Yeah.
I think that's bad editing.
Could be, yeah. Or just, I think the story drags out for so long
yeah.
that you forget, who's this guy again? Uh-huh. And what are they doing? And all the planets sound the same, and all the people's names sound the same. Is that Hosea or Hosiah? Oh, no, that's Hosiah. Uh-huh. Wait, who's Hosea again? You know, it's a
right,
whole thing.
Right, yeah.
Was that a uniform or an actual costume that Chris Sapphire was wearing, that Transformers uniform?
Yeah, it was an actual costume.
That was
yeah.
incredible. I mm-hmm. thought he was just posting a picture, but that was actually him?
No, yeah.
Was there a party
actually him.
Yesterday?
Yeah, so there was a little small get-together.
Did you go?
I went. Yeah, you had to be on the list. yeah, so he was
invite
there.
Me to that party. Party.
Well, it's too late now. Can we time travel?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, and then his brother was Bumblebee.
See, I saw Marcos post that on his Facebook, and I thought they were just posting different pictures of.
No, it was actually him.
They looked incredible.
Yeah, it was actually really good costumes. I was actually really surprised.
Why did they do that a week before Halloween? What was the point of that?
Because parties. People normally have parties.
Now, was he actually Bumblebee the Transformer or like the Bumblebee girl from the Blind Melon video?
No, the Transformer.
Or is it?
It was Blind Melon.
It was Blind Melon.
Ludus Transformer! Yeah. Like Mark Wahlberg. Do you watch the one where. It was the Transformers where they had, I guess it was like the third or fourth movie, and it takes place in Texas, like in Austin. Mark is supposed to be like a native Texan.
Oh, yeah?
He's like, they were, you know, like, he is working on this truck that actually ends up being a Transformer. He's like, oh my gosh, I didn't know this was a Transformer! You know, like, it just sounds like a native Texan. Had that stereotypical accent. I was listening to a radio show the other day. I'm not going to give the guy's name.
Steven Crowder.
No, that's a radio show?
The podcast.
Oh. No, this is an actual radio show here in Dallas. This guy's been around forever.
I'm just trying to, you know, let them know about your right-wing politics.
Yeah. No, Alex Jones is who I listen to. The only reason why I don't listen to this show normally, but I listen to it because a buddy of mine was on this show.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just wanted to tune into that segment and you know, support him. I'm friends with these guys, or I'm friends with them on Facebook. I've never met these guys. Never met them because I don't like their show very much. And there's nothing wrong with it. It's just not my cup of tea. But I'm listening to the show, and it's so bad. And these guys have been around forever in Dallas. And it's so bad. They start the segment off with, hey, guys, if you like the show, and they're on a major radio station here in town where, you know, Dallas-Fort Worth is a major market.
Mm-hmm.
And they start the segment off with, if you like the show, tell your friends about us. And I don't know why that irritates me so much, because I'm like, first off, if I like something, I'm already going to tell somebody about it. Yeah. Hey, you know what show I listen to? This show. And you should listen to it too. People are automatically going to do that. I think, I don't know why we're in this, we're in this YouTube podcast culture where like on, YouTube, it's like, hey guys, before we continue with this video, make sure you hit that button to get more. Like, I already am going to do that if I like your videos. You don't have to tell me to do that. Same thing with people like, hey, leave a message after the tone. We know that. We've been leaving messages for decades now. Quit telling me how to do this. I already know. And then podcast. Oh, I can't stand with podcasts. That's why I can't even listen to podcasts half the time, because especially interview podcasts, because the first 15 minutes of that podcast is them talking about the interview and what they thought about it. And we haven't even heard it yet. Well, I talked with Danny McBride, and what a great guy. He was so nice during the interview, and got a little tense in a couple of spots, but I thought, and I'm like, just get on with the interview. Why don't you do a recap at the end? And I can listen to it if I want to.
I don't even like the recap at the end.
I was there. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. I heard it. But you're giving me all this stuff to draw me in. I'm already in because I saw who you're interviewing and I want to listen to that.
Right.
But if you're on a major market radio, why are you doing, why, if you tell your friends about, like, what are you selling? Avon?
Was this a music station?
Sort of. The half and half.
Half and half.
Oh, I think I know what you're talking about.
But it just really, I don't know why it irritates me so much. It just, like, you shouldn't be doing that.
Yeah.
Shouldn't be doing anything.
I think it's like it's a marketing thing, like a call to action.
Well, they're all, radio's on its way out.
But none of the big shows in town do that. Nobody, you don't listen to Kid Craddock in the morning and they're like, hey guys, if you like us, tell your friends about us. Tell your friends what you listen to in the morning. Mm-hmm. Nobody does that. It's because they're having, I think, some bad ratings and they're trying to do whatever they do. Why don't you work on your content?
Oh.
And if you work on your content, then you wouldn't have to say, hey, why don't you tell your friends about it? It's like a marketing scheme or whatever, a pyramid scheme.
Yeah. Ponzi scheme.
You tell three friends, then they tell three friends. Yeah. Like, you shouldn't have to do that. You're wasting airtime. You only have certain amount of time to talk to me, and you're using some of that to tell me to click subscribe.
Right. Yeah, you know? That's annoying, man. And what's crazy is, like, they're still going by the same model they've been going by for 70, 80 years, whatever it's been now.
Yeah.
And, like, I mean, obviously podcasts work. Like, you've got to be able to find some kind of medium between your broadcast and your sponsors and whatnot, because they're still going to be doing that in, like, more of a podcast thing.
Yeah. I think these guys are on their way out, and that's why they're trying to build up their people and they're on their Facebook pages or whatever. Mm-hmm. So when they do whatever they're going to do after radio, they have that there. But still, it just seems cheap to me. We don't even tell people to tell your friends about us. Well, I don't care.
We don't exactly do the show for the audience.
I don't care if you like it or not. If you do like it, then tell your friends about it. But I'm not going to keep telling you every single week, hey, tell your friends about it. Hey, tell your friends about us, okay? I'm not going to do that.
Do the voice. Command them.
Oh, yeah. tell your friends about us.
No, we do more like.
Do you want more like
commanding?
Oh, let me focus my energy. Tell your friends about us.
Yes.
All right. You guys ready? Now, this is the highlight of the show here.
That's actually what they do in Dune, too. Whenever they're like, oh, let me focus my energy.
No, they do. Yeah, that's exactly. He's like, they're like.
But the whispery voice, how you did it.
Command me to give you this water. I'm not trying to spoil anything, but the mom's like, command me to give you this water. He's like, give me the water. No. You got to use the voice. Okay. Let me focus. Give me the water. No, that wasn't commanding enough. And then he goes, give me the water.
No, but in the original Dune, like, he talks forever, like, just to build himself up to even, like, say command.
He goes, yeah.
Why am I feeling this way? This feels very weird. Am I my mom? I don't know what I'm doing. Should I do this or not? Okay, I'm going to give it a try. It's like, just do it already. Oh, my God.
The sandworms were the most interesting part, I think. It was like Tremors.
Or Beetlejuice.
Tremors in space. All right, this is the most interesting part of the show. This could be the most disastrous part of the show, to be real honest with you. But we're going to play a game. Let me find the game clips here. We're going to play a game. It's a Halloween-themed game. And the loser, we won't say exactly what you're going to have to do, but the loser has to do something very scary.
Okay.
And possibly disgusting.
Oh, my God.
We don't know exactly what it is. We'll explain it to the loser when they lose.
Does it have to do with eating anything?
I mean, it depends on how far you want to take it.
If it's a certain area, I'm going to have to say no.
That's why we have a guest in our Studio B. They're not coming out yet. Don't come out.
Not on this show.
We
need some speakers in there or something.
Oh, no, they can hear us. Okay. They can
don't
even watch
come
us
out.
Right now. Yeah. Hang on. Don't come out. Oh, wait, that wasn't commanding enough. I'm going to try it again. Don't come out.
No, more.
Don't come out!
That's fabulous.
Now, this game is called 7 Seconds in Hell.
Oh, my gosh.
7 Seconds in Hell. We have some Halloween trivia here. I think this is based off of movies. I wrote it, but I wasn't really paying attention when I put this thing together. Again, the game is called 7 Seconds in Hell. So we'll start with question number one. You guys ready to play?
Yeah. How do we ring in? Will you say our name?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. Same way we play every game, Clark. What is the killer's name in the movie Halloween?
Eric. Michael Myers.
Michael Myers is correct. Oh, my lightning went away. Michael Myers is correct. So 1 point for Eric. Question number two. What is the actress's name that was a reporter in the movie Scream?
Clark.
But Clark.
Courtney Cox.
That is correct.
Oh.
One on one. Question number three. What is the killer's name in Nightmare on Elm Street?
Clark.
Clark.
Freddy Krueger.
That is correct.
These are layups.
They get harder.
Do they?
What is the name? What is the movie's name where Jason Voorhees is the killer?
Clark. That'd be Friday the 13th, part 2.
Ooh. Bonus question. This was for one more point. Who was the killer in the first Friday the 13th?
It was his mother.
What's the name?
What? In the first one?
Yeah. You don't have anybody can answer this question.
Oh,
Mrs. Voorhees?
Yes, that is correct.
I don't know her first name. Becky Voorhees?
No, I think she just goes by
Ms. Karen Voorhees. The actress who's playing Mrs. Voorhees agreed to do the film because she needed something and thought no one would ever see the film. What was it that she needed?
Eric.
Ooh, Eric.
Yeah, a new car.
That is correct. So 7 seconds
four
in
to three. Hell. Is it 4-3? 4-2?
So far the loser is Spider.
So I got two.
Yeah, I'm not going to know any of these.
Didn't you?
I have four because I got the bonus question.
Oh.
Yeah. So 4-2. Spider was zero.
Going to stay there.
Who directed the original Scream movie?
Oh, Eric.
Eric.
Wes Craven.
That is correct. 7 seconds in
hell.
We have some bonus questions here. Or just one, actually. Name two horror cult classics that Wes Craven directed.
Clark.
Clark. What goes to me first?
Okay.
Well, he said anybody can answer it, so go ahead.
Yeah, Nightmare on Elm Street.
Okay.
And then The People Under the Stairs.
Okay, Clark. There's two more.
Two more cult classics that Wes Craven did?
Yeah.
I think I know the other two.
Go ahead.
All right, go ahead.
The Hills Have Eyes.
Yes.
And then The Last House on the Left.
That's correct.
Oh.
Wow, Eric. You know your horror.
So then I get two extra points?
No, yes. You get one.
No, you get two.
What's the score now?
It's like 4-4. You guys are tied.
He's got five. Oh. Five.
He's got five. I got four.
All right. Once again, we're playing
7 seconds.
We're also playing for who loses. Wait. So your points really don't matter.
Right.
Because I'm not getting any of these.
Oh, my God. So wait, for the bonus question, whoever gets the first question correct, they get to answer it first. And then if they don't get it right, then somebody else can steal.
Who cares? Oh, okay. Who cares?
Why care? I'm taking
it
serious.
We can go ahead and just end it.
Oh.
No, we have more questions. What inspired the name for Freddy Krueger?
Eric. A bully that... He bullied Wes Craven. It was a bully that bullied Wes Craven.
Yeah, that's correct. Yes. Trick question, I think this one is. I know the answer to this. Well, because I'm looking at it. But who directed The Nightmare Before Christmas? Who directed The Nightmare Before Christmas?
Eric. Henry Selick.
That's correct. It was not, what was his name? Tim Burton.
Yeah.
Tim Burton.
Because he was hardly even on set at all.
Yeah. He basically had very little to do with this movie. But everyone says it's Tim Burton's.
Yeah, it's Tim Burton's Nightmare Before Christmas.
Yeah, but he didn't really do it.
Yeah. It was like his ideas, but not, he didn't actually do the film.
Right. Bonus question.
Oh.
What are the actors or actresses' names that voiced either the character Sally or Locke from The Nightmare
Before
Christmas?
Do you want to try this? Clark, since you're so...
Go ahead, try. Go ahead,
try. Since you're adamant about taking my bonus.
No, no, no.
Yeah.
Yo,
7 seconds.
I want you to finally win something.
Ew, what? So I get either one right or guess either one, and
bonus
I'm okay?
Question. What are the actors' names? Yeah, either one. That's fine.
Okay, I think I know one.
Okay.
For sure. So the Locke was voiced by Paul Reubens.
That is correct.
That's only because
Pee Wee Herman.
Yeah. Clark's like, yeah,
who's
right.
Locke? Who's Locke?
Who's Locke?
Yeah. I found this off of Wikipedia, so I don't even
there's,
know.
There's Locke, Shock. And then the other one, the girl.
But who is it?
Two Smoking Barrels.
Is that what her name is?
I don't know. I was just, it was a Guy Ritchie joke.
I think the Locke was the one that had like the huge like smiley face and it was like round.
Oh.
Is that the one? Or is it the devil one? I can't remember. I just remember the name.
I don't know. I'm not a big fan of Nightmare Before Christmas because I didn't grow up with it. I watched it later on in life and I enjoy it for what it is, but like, I could go the rest of my life without seeing it. Number 9. When asked by the main character, what was the reason the killer, Stuart, from the Scream movie, was killing? Why was Stuart killing?
Clark. Because Sydney's mother was a slut.
Incorrect.
Oh, that's all right.
That's what?
It was peer pressure.
Oh, I thought I was going to guess for
it. Oh, it's all right.
Okay, well.
Nobody gets that one. What is the name character? Hang on.
Can you read?
Well, the sentence is not correct. What is the name character? I'm going to read it verbatim. Ready?
Okay.
What is the name character of the final girl in the movie Halloween?
Eric.
Not yet.
What was it?
Hang on. I gotta do it in my voice. Not. Oh, wait. Not yet. You're almost ready. Got a monster in this. I feel like Frankenstein. Dr. Frankenstein.
So the final.
Yeah. Final what was the question now? I got all distracted.
Final name of the girl in
the movie Halloween. Yeah.
Laurie Stroud.
That's correct.
What's going on there?
Okay. I think
I have no
how
idea.
How many more questions do we have?
One more. Last question, and then we end 7 seconds in hell. What is the name of the actor on Friday the 13th that was killed by an arrow to the throat? I feel like this is one of Clark's favorite actors, honestly. I feel like you would love this actor and everything he's ever been in.
I have no idea.
Eric, you want to give it a shot?
My God, what's going on? Is there a demon in there?
Frankenstein's monster.
I think it's Kevin Bacon.
That's correct. Kevin Bacon is correct.
Okay.
So let's go ahead and bring out, come on out. You can come on out.
So where I'm asked?
Yeah. 7 seconds in
hell.
You're not on camera, so you just come on out. No one can see you except for me. So you can come on out and then go through this door. Spider, we're going to have to probably figure out how to get this person in camera. You can come on out.
See it right there.
Oh, yeah. Where? What seat?
Right here.
Next to Eric. I can move
the camera. All right. You can open this door.
Can I wear my mask?
You probably want to wear your mask around this person. 7 seconds in
hell.
All right. The reason why, 7 seconds in heaven, right? This is the opposite. 7 seconds in hell.
So wait.
I don't think we needed that explanation.
So do I win something?
No. Yeah, no. You're safe.
That's what I was saying. Like,
you're safe.
Y'all are competing for nothing.
Here is the reason why it's called 7 seconds in hell, because
7 seconds in hell.
Our special guest today is Julie from Cheezers.
cheesers.
What? Yeah. My butt. I thought I won. I thought I was exempt.
She's you did win. Have her sit next to you, Eric.
Oh God, and I have to return that mask.
Hand sanitizer for a reason.
Yeah. Okay. So the loser has to make out with Julie for 7 seconds.
I think they're Julie didn't realize. Losers.
Well, I actually won. Well,
that's not happening.
You're gonna have to do it for seven seconds. Sit down, Julie.
Oh girl, you're drunk.
When am I ever sober?
7 seconds in
hell.
Cheesers.
Oh, oh my gosh!
You brought.
God, does anybody have a bottle opener?
How did you? Where did you get that? You weren't.
I do in my car, but
you gonna do it with your teeth for real? I love how you're wearing your finest white beater.
Go away from me!
She's got. Look at this. That's.
Hey! I just got out of work.
Yeah, but you didn't look like that when we brought you in from downstairs.
What do you do for a living? You're a hustler.
I'll tell you exactly what she does for a living. She works for the United States Postal Service.
Looking like that.
Yeah. That's why my packages.
I just got to.
Wow. Hang on.
Just got to.
Hang on. So Julie came over to give Spider his prize, and Spider rejected it.
Yeah, that ain't happening.
7 seconds in hell.
To be
contact
fair,
contact me in 2025 when like there's not even COVID or anything.
Yeah, that's why it's so scary because Julie could possibly have COVID. Put that mic in front of your face. Put your headphones on.
And the headphones so I can hear you.
Yeah.
I gotta look cool.
We'll need a... we might need to adjust that camera just a little bit. Or scoot in closer to Eric.
Or just Julie. Get in position.
No, everybody's scooting away from me.
There you go.
Because you might have COVID.
Well,
I don't. I've been vaccinated.
Put your headphones on so we can talk to you about that. That's amazing.
Well, as much alcohol as in her body and mouth, whatever she had is dead.
Let me guess what vaccine you got just by looking at you.
The one that
Johnson and Johnson.
It's at the store.
Johnson and Johnson.
It's at the store.
It's the store.
Put the microphone closer to your face. Pretend it's Spider. What did what vaccine did you get?
The one that's at the store.
Scoot in a little bit closer. You see yourself on the screen there? Scoot in so you're in the
frame.
She
got the BJ&J.
Left to your left. Meow, there you go. Now you should be fine.
Meow.
You're good.
But I want to look at you.
No, that's why we have you right there.
So I can.
Yeah. Anyway, Julie, you're off the hook. You don't have to.
7 seconds in hell.
Which, by the way, she didn't even realize she was doing this. I told her off air, I'm like, you're going to have to make out with somebody on the show for 7 seconds. And there was a pause for several seconds, probably 10. And she's like, I don't know if I want to do that.
Mm-hmm. No.
That's exactly what you said. You said, you know, I'm a team player, but I'm definitely not going to do that. But I won't do that.
That's
exactly
true.
What you said.
I was just like, go and make out with who or what? Because knowing
right.
you,
yes.
it would have been like, oh, you got to make out with a pig or a cat or got to lick yeah. some weird elf.
Elf?
Yep.
Lick an elf.
You can look at me
on
the screen.
We now have our Christmas
there.
Show. We now have our Christmas show.
He's looking freaky.
Yeah, but look at the screen. You can see me there. You don't have to look back. That way you can talk in the mic.
Yeah, but I want to look at your face because I want to make out with you and stuff.
You can see it on the TV there. See what I'm saying? So Julie now has a new job. She's not at
Cheesers
anymore. She's
what?
Found the clip.
She's in. She works. You know how I've had this beef with the United States Postal Service.
Yeah.
And how I haven't got my packages and things have just been lost and all over the place. Well, I found out the reason why is because Julie works there now.
Cheezer.
Oh. So she's misrouting your packages or holding them.
She sees my name on it. She just throws them away. Isn't that a federal offense?
Yeah. Puts them in her pants.
Cheezers. Really?
Yeah.
You really found that clip?
Yeah. We had it. I don't know why we couldn't find it that one day you're in here.
Oh, for Pete's sake. Look, your mail is lost because there's just so much volume.
We can't hear you if you're not on the mic. Are you working seasonally or is this your new thing?
I've been there for almost a year.
Oh, really? That's
yeah,
cool.
Where
you enjoy
the
it?
Hell is the bottle opener?
We don't have openers
love
in here.
It.
Yeah.
I love it. I absolutely. Are you kidding? Look, I got guns now.
Wow.
So, what do you do for the post office? Do you drive around?
Oh, that's
cheesers.
That's a forklift driver, ding dong. No, I throw boxes.
If it says fragile on it, do you still throw it?
Oh, you're asking about something different. So
I was asking about the United States Postal Service. Yeah.
So USPS, what they do is, and we have letter trays and flat trays. So it's basically the mail that's paper like this, that's like a letter, and then a flat, which is like all your magazines.
You're killing us with this terminology.
As that crap goes that you're talking about, like with your packages and stuff.
What does that mean?
Denied.
Like you're not going to get it? No. Nope.
You're not blaming me for
this. We send that back. We put the return to sender stamp. I think that's what we call
Stender.
It. We have return to sender stamp. Cheeser.
Oh,
cheeser.
Yeah. No, it does. We do have return to sender, and then it goes into a thing and it gets sorted.
But what do you do exactly? I think is what we're trying to find out here.
So I walk in the building.
Uh-huh.
I take my bag.
Looking like that?
Yeah, well, like she just came off a cop.
Yeah, and I took my my badge off.
I just had a parole. I just got out on bail.
You got mail, bitch.
So you go to the building. To get the job there, did you have to do like a background check and all that?
Yes,
I would imagine. Okay.
Absolutely.
And you came in clean.
And a drug test.
Okay. Oh,
wow.
And you passed both?
And of course.
Okay. No, I just was wondering.
And we get random drug tests. So I'm clean as a whistle. So if I'm sitting here drinking now, I'm not at the office. So we good.
So you get in the building and then what happens?
I asked my boss, hey, where do you want to go? Like, okay, A side, B side, whatever. I got you. Put my gloves on, my wrist thing, like, because my wrists are kind of tough. And then pellets come in and I just go. And I either throw it on the line or I don't. And then I go through 40 lines this way, 40 lines that way. I sort it out, and then it goes out to you guys.
This is clear up the picture in her head of what she actually does.
Yeah,
it goes down a. How specific do you want me to be?
No, that's fine. I get it. She does 40 lines this way, 40 lines that way.
Yeah,
and okay. Maybe you'll get your package, and maybe
on
you don't.
A and B, so there's an in and out.
Right.
It sounded like she was a waitress at Shuck and Jive there for
right,
a little bit.
Yeah.
40 lines this way, 40 lines that way.
Cheesers. Damn it, what the hell? Damn it, Bobby.
By the way, thank you so much for offering to provide food and shelter while Eric and I were in New Jersey.
I know. Why won't you let me you?
Well, that's not what we were talking about.
Oh, okay,
cheeser.
I had it removed.
oh, my God.
But no, she.
Oh my God.
In New York?
We were in New York, Eric and I. And I have always thought that Julie was from that area. And so we were looking, Eric and I and Chris and Victor were looking for places to go eat.
Yeah, that's
and,
it.
And that's and place. So I just happened to be like, Julie, where are you from in New York? And she was this whole, she sends me her ancestry.me or whatever it's called.
21andMe.
21andMe and her whole life history or biography.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, you know, we're just looking for a place. Well, I can give you my family's information. They can take care of you and provide for you. And I said, well, thank you. We're just looking for like a maybe a, you know, hey, try this place out.
Yeah.
You know,
a pizzeria.
It's going to go to the city. If you told me, then you told me it was going to the city. So then I could tell you.
But anyway, so yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Thank you so much. And then she says, don't talk to anybody.
Yeah.
Because they're going to punch you in the face like they almost did me.
Don't talk or look at anybody.
Right.
Did you do that? Did you talk to somebody on the subway?
No, we were fine. We know how to interact with other human beings.
Don't.
Yeah.
No, you don't. You've never been there. You told me you've never been there.
I've never been there, but humans are the same pretty much anywhere.
There was a guy eating a pizza on the subway.
Yeah, he was. He was folding it in half.
And I was actually looking. I wasn't looking at him, but I was looking at the pizza.
Yeah, pizza looked really good.
Yeah.
You were on the subway one time and you asked a guy if he could sit, if you could sit next to him. And he says, if you weren't a woman, I'd punch you in the face.
No, he didn't. No. He didn't say if you were a woman. He said, you are lucky it's me. Because otherwise I would punch you in the face. I said, why? He's like, you do realize you're not supposed to talk to people here. I was like, yeah,
were you drunk?
I was told. When am I not drunk?
Okay.
No, but straight up, like, yeah. I was told before I got there, don't talk to nobody. And I was like, sir, if you don't mind, may I? And he says, yes, you can. And I sat, and he was
now, were
like,
there other seats available?
No, sir.
Could you stand up and just hold a pole like you're used to doing?
Sir, yes, sir.
So why didn't you just do that?
Well, because poles are kind of
nasty. Okay. And you're not?
Michael, I just have to say that My nostrils are burning.
Hold on, wait. What do you mean?
When we got you from the car, you didn't have any of this stuff. All of a sudden, now you have alcohol.
It's called wearing big pockets.
Since Spider forfeited his prize, Clark, do you want the prize?
What prize?
7 seconds with Julie.
7 seconds in hell.
I'll pass.
Oh my God, rejected again. Damn it.
Well.
Damn it.
Yeah. Well, that leaves Eric.
No, I'm exempt.
He actually wrote the How's game. That way he wouldn't have to lose.
Wow.
Maybe Clark's face.
Yeah. Wait a minute. This is a setup. Alex Jones was right.
Yeah, he checked out after he wasn't winning anymore.
Yeah.
I ain't playing no more.
But you enjoy your job, though? We're going to wrap up.
I love my job.
Mm. Remember last year? Was it Halloween last year? We said you can come up here as long as you... did we ever tell that story?
Afterwards? Yeah, we did.
We said that you could come up as long as you had a hazmat suit. And you're like, oh, yeah, we got one here.
Yeah, and very nuts. And he took the shit. And then I'm like, oh, shit. And so then I'm trying to put one together. I'm like, screw.
Yeah, okay. Julie said, oh, yeah, we have a hazmat suit over in at the Cheaters.
You do a horrible rendition of me.
We had a Cheaters over there. We had the hazmat suit. And
oh, I know she's a postal worker, but is she supposed to be Cliff Clavin?
She is Cliff Clavin, yeah. See the mustache?
Like, what voice is that?
It's Cliff Clavin.
Yeah. You go downstairs. So we think that you're going to have a hazmat suit.
Sir, yes, sir.
We go downstairs to get you, and you don't have a hazmat suit. In fact, you're trying to make
because
a hazmat suit.
That is very true. Peter, that is so true.
Like, literally out of just pieces of cloth.
I was literally making it in the parking lot. Yeah. Yeah.
You had, in your car, you had scissors, and you're like, listen, I think it'd be really funny if...
And then we took the tape, and I'm like, yeah.
So we didn't let you in. And then you thought we were doing a bit on you, which we weren't. We just said if you didn't have a hazmat suit on, you couldn't come in, and we didn't let you in.
Boo.
So, anyway, you're not with Cheaters anymore? You guys are done?
What?
You're not with Cheesers?
Cheesers. Sir, no, sir.
Okay.
I guess we don't need
to have you on here anymore.
You.
We're going to have Gomez replacing Julie with Detective Gomez now.
Cheesers.
By the way, the little silences, the pauses that you do don't really work in an audio environment. Anyway.
Cheesers. So it's Halloween, right?
No, it's not.
Please don't say you're going to flash us.
Yeah.
That means you want me to flash you.
No. I feel sick already, actually.
I do too.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
You should be.
Okay. Gullible's written on the ceiling.
What?
Knew it. Gullible's written on the ceiling.
Clark looks up.
What is going on?
Well, first off, she says gullible written on the ceiling, but she doesn't enunciate it properly.
Right.
So, of course, people are going to look up and see what's
right.
Yeah. Oh, look. Gullible's written on the ceiling.
Yeah.
All right. That's enough of this stuff today. No show next week. We're on Best Of. Hopefully, it's better than what we did today.
I was trying to flash you guys, but clearly everybody here is gay.
So. Oh, yes.
Or I mean homosexual, not gay. Gay means happy.
Yes. See you guys in a couple of weeks.
This is MZ Now, online at mznow.tv. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/MZNow.